It's Thursday, July 19th. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Waiting on God is probably one of the hardest things we will have to learn to do. We say we have faith, but when it comes time for God to do something for us, we get impatient and our faith can start to falter. This happens to almost everyone. So if it has happened to you or is happening now, don't be ashamed. The human flesh is weak, even when our spirit wants to be strong. Jesus spoke of this in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He found His disciples sleeping instead of praying. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Learning to wait patiently on God is something that takes time and practice to become better at. And in all honesty, it also requires a great deal of faith. So if our faith is weak, our ability to wait patiently on God will also be weak. This doesn't mean that we set out on some fantastic journey to grow our faith. Pursuing faith for the sake of having faith can get us into trouble. Instead, we need to pursue God and strengthen our relationship with Him. In turn, our faith will grow because it will be rooted in Him, not in some notion that pursuing faith will fix all of our problems. One last thing I'd like to mention before we wrap this up. Learning to wait on God means that we are in a situation where we need something from Him. And many times, the need will be great and may seem urgent to us. This makes waiting that much harder. But as we grow in Him, we will learn to hear the words He speaks to us, follow them faithfully, and trust Him as we do this, all the while waiting on Him for the outcome that He knows is best for us in each situation. Wait on Him. Trust Him while we're waiting, and enjoy the journey. If you know someone who will be encouraged by this, feel free to share it with them. For more uplifting messages from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie, visit mybibleverseoftheday.org. And for more on Apostle Audio voiceovers, go to apostleaudio.com.